This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On those, you know, a grain bin or a machine shed. So it doesn't have a big impact, but it's kind of interesting to play, bring that in as well. In 2020, we saw that number just tick up a little bit. We went to $7,400 an acre. That's a 1.6% increase from a 7,280. It's interesting to see that. And the last 3 years prior to that, we had, this is the third year in a row we've seen slight increases. So we've been hanging out at this $7,100 to $7,500 an acre for the last 8 years. We've kind of been in a, you know, kind of just as leveled off and just holding steady right now.
And what can farmers do with that information?
We can use that information to kind of think about our balance sheets. You know, that's the first thing we think about. You know, farmland's been a good investment. It's held there, you know, and in your balance sheet, whatever value you're putting on there, and most people want to put that fair market value, they may have paid $10,000 an acre for that. And that should have held at that $10,000 acre. They should see farmland sales around the area should be holding, and that makes those balance sheets still look strong.
Brad Zwilling, Vice President of Data Analysis at the Farm Business Farm.
Pro Farmer finished up its crop tour last week by issuing its U.S. harvest predictions after scouting through 7 corn and soybean producing states. Brian Grady of Pro Farmer led the eastern leg of the tour and talks about the final numbers.
Pro Farmer estimates the national corn crop at 14.820 billion bushels on an average yield of 177.5 bushels per acre. Now, we put a plus or minus 1% range on that. On the yield, that would be a range of 175.7 to 179.3. For the production, that would be a range of 14.672 to 14.968. On the soybeans, we put the national average yield at 52.5 bushels per acre, giving us production of 4.362 billion bushels, plus or minus 2% range on the soybeans, 51.5 bushels to 53.6 bushels, and the production would be 4.275 bushels up to 4.449 billion bushels.
Grady says the consistency of the soybean crop across the Corn Belt probably stood out the most in his eyes. However, the soybeans will need some rain to help finish them off. He says the final harvest predictions always look different than the actual crop tour numbers because Pro Farmer takes in multiple factors from outside the tour to get their final numbers.
Crop tour data that I talked about Monday through Thursday is objective data from the actual crop tour. The Pro Farmer estimates that I gave are Pro Farmer estimates only and not associated with crop tour. So we take into account the crop tour data, and then we take into account other factors like acreage. We reduced harvested corn acreage by 525,000 acres with 300,000 acres of that coming out of Iowa. We look at how we think the crop will finish, weather patterns looking forward, areas outside of crop tour. So that all comes into play.
Mike Zazzolo is the president of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. He's followed the Pro Farmer Tour results for years and talks about what stands out to him in this year's findings.
They are looking at this in real time, that they did not say Illinois was a bin buster. I think that was the biggest thing, and that Indiana was variable. To me, that's the biggest issue that I have seen with the actual numbers coming in at the end of the week match up the closest I've ever seen in the years I followed the Pro Farmer Tour with their comments on the road and their tweets on the road and their data sheets that they show from the road.
He says Pro Farmer's 2020 results likely paint a more realistic picture for the corn harvest than the August USDA predictions.
Many times, historically, based upon my memory, you get the sense that the crop is not as big as USDA's August crop forecast, but then by the Friday final number, the Pro Farmer reaches to within a bushel or a bushel and a half of USDA's number. They did not do that. We're talking about a 183-plus yield in USDA's eyes versus a 177-and-a-half yield in Pro Farmer's eyes with a lot of weather ahead of us that could potentially even take that yield down more, likely to build the yield a lot in the corn.
Zazzolo also says the soybean numbers look good. However, he's hearing from producers that drought in some parts of soybean country might be cutting back on soybean harvest.
Producers are telling me overwhelmingly that we are stepping back in terms of yield potential in the soybeans. And so the 53.6 top end number that you could derive out of the pod counts that Pro Farmer gave us probably going to be very difficult to meet if we stay dry another week. And that 51.5 number, that's the low end of the range, is probably more accurate. But it's a lot harder this time of year to do a tour in soybeans, especially when you've had such a good start to a crop, but you've turned really high hot and dry at a very critical time period.
Again, Mike Zazzolo is the president of Global Commodity Analytics. And stay tuned, more WSMI Ag News on a Monday following this.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go toward the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
With commodity prices lower, are you maximizing your fertilizer dollar by putting nutrients where your crop needs it most? Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. With their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Minimize cost, maximize yields, optimize results. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Have you had your eye on a new Caterpillar machine? We have great news. Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can save up to $5,000 on the purchase or lease of eligible Cat machines, including wheel loaders, small and medium dozers, backhoe loaders, excavators, and more. Members also receive an additional $250 credit on work tool attachments purchased with new Cat machines. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 and join today.
And we're back here on your Monday afternoon Ag Show, and moving on into latest Ag news out of Washington. Congress is not considering any coronavirus relief until September, and the streamlined package won't likely include agriculture. Senate Republicans indicate they plan to introduce a skinny bill next month, according to the Hagstrom Report. The Senate returns to session on September 8th following the Labor Day holiday, and the House is scheduled to return for committee meetings on September 8th as well, with the full House returning to session September 14th. The delay sets up speculation the general coronavirus aid may be included in spending bills Congress must pass by September 30th, the end of the current fiscal year. Congress must also pass the spending bills to avoid a government shutdown. Many in agriculture agree more aid is needed for farmers and ranchers facing losses from COVID. The failed HEALS Act in the Senate would likely have provided an additional $20 billion for agriculture. The CARES Act included $14 billion for ag, and the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program includes $16 billion for agriculture as well. The Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency last week announced changes to the federal crop insurance prevent planting coverage. RMA will implement the changes for most spring crops with prevented planting coverage next year, and for all crops with prevented planting coverage in 2022. The changes include expanding the 1-in-4 requirement nationwide. Currently, only producers in the Prairie Pothole National Priority Area are subject to the requirement, which requires producers to plant acreage in at least one of the four most recent crop years to be eligible for coverage on those acres. RMA made several modifications to existing policy and procedures to ensure prevent plant payment adequately reflects the crop the producer intended to plant. USDA also made changes to cover second crop plantings following the failure of the first crop in a field. Finally, USDA will allow the use of an intended acreage report for the first 2 years for producers in a new county where they have never produced a crop. And in other national ag news for your Monday, the National FFA Organization last week announced a record-high student membership of 760,113, that's an increase from last year's 700,170 members. The top five student member states are Texas, California, Georgia, Florida, and Oklahoma. Interest in FFA and agricultural education continues to grow as membership continues to increase, as well as the number of chapters. This year, the organization has more than 115,831 Latino members, and more than 40,000 black members, and more than 1,200,000 members who are American Indian or Alaska Native. 49% of membership is female, with 51% being male. FFA chapters can be found in 24 of the 25 largest U.S. cities, and National FFA CEO Mark Peschel says, quote, "As we continue to bring agricultural education and FFA to more students, we see the enthusiasm of this generation reflected in the growth of our organization." The National FFA organization includes more than 8,700 local FFA chapters. And finally, here on your Monday, we'll take a look at local ag news. The Montgomery County Farm Bureau will be hosting an informational meeting about wind farms coming up on Wednesday, September 2nd. It'll be held at 6 p.m. at the Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro in the Courthouse Square. Laura Harmon of the Illinois Farm Bureau will be speaking. A Zoom meeting option will also be offered for those who wish to attend virtually or by phone. Wind energy companies are prospecting acreage and contacting landowners in Montgomery County, and the Farm Bureau is working to provide an educational opportunity before farmers and landowners get busy with harvest and they're forced to make a rush decision. The meeting will address several issues and concerns that may arise with placement, management, and contract negotiations of wind energy. This will be an educational meeting to assure the members of Montgomery County Farm Bureau have the proper resources necessary for making wise choices concerning their land and its future for generations to come. For more information or questions about this meeting, you can contact the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office at 532-6171, or you can email Farm Bureau Manager Katie Wilson at kwilson@montcofb.com. Pre-registration for the meeting is required, and a face covering will be also required to attend the meeting in person. If you'd like to attend virtually or over the phone, you can ask for the Zoom meeting information at your time of registration, and this meeting is a Montgomery County Farm Bureau member event only. And that'll conclude your Ag News here for a Monday afternoon, but remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Monday afternoon, August 24th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.